For WNPR News, I'm Ryan Karen King. The Federal Emergency Management Agency says that 24 Puerto Rican families who relocated to Hartford will no longer be eligible for housing assistance on Monday because inspections showed little or no damage to their homes in Puerto Rico. But that's at odds with what some of the families are reporting. Connecticut Senator Richard Blumenthal said on a conference call Sunday that 24 of the families living at the Red Roof Inn in Hartford under a FEMA program were found to be ineligible for an extension. He said FEMA told him there is electricity, safe water, and minimal structural damage in all of those 24 homes. But Blumenthal says some families living at the hotel say that's not the case, so he's pressing the agency to show him the inspection reports. On Friday, several hurricane evacuees spoke at a press conference at the Red Roof Inn. Shahira Vasquez came to Hartford after losing her home to the hurricane. Speaking through a translator, she says her family has been living in a constant state of fear.
We don't know what's going to happen. I don't know what's going to happen to myself, to my children. It's very challenging, not knowing what will happen day to day. Can we stay in the Red Roof Inn? Can we not? Those are the questions that keep coming up every single day.
The state of Connecticut will pay for the families to keep living in the hotel until February 1st to give them time to make more permanent arrangements. FEMA had previously said it would extend assistance until mid-February, but that offer was abruptly revoked last week. Ryan Karen King, WNPR News.